Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is making a final push for a student loan debt forgiveness plan ahead of the midterm elections next week. NPR's Asma Khalid reports on Biden's message in New Mexico earlier today.
The president said by the end of the week, the Department of Education will have approved debt forgiveness for some 16 million borrowers. But he blamed Republicans for standing in the way and not allowing the relief to kick in.
It's temporarily on hold. Why? Well, because Republican members of the Congress and Republican governors are doing everything they can, including taking us to court to deny the relief.
Biden said GOP outrage is hypocritical and he'll never apologize for helping working class people recover from the pandemic. The president's comments come as Democrats try to energize their base. And part of that equation is about motivating young voters. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Paul Pelosi, the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is out of the hospital. Mr. Pelosi is still recovering from a hammer attack that left him with a fractured skull and other injuries. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, there's also some new information on the immigration status of Pelosi's assailant.
In a statement, Speaker Pelosi thanked first responders and hospital staff. She said her husband is now home under doctor's care for what she called a long recovery process and convalescence. The 82-year-old suffered serious head, arm, and hand injuries after being struck with a hammer in the attack last Friday by an assailant who was targeting his wife. Meantime, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said the man charged in the attack, David DePap, has been in the country illegally, having violated six-month stay entry rules for Canadians. ICE said in a statement they've placed an immigration detainer on him, meaning deportation proceedings could begin once DePap's multiple federal and state criminal proceedings are over. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The government has rested its case in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes and four other members of the far-right group. Attorneys for the defendants are now presenting their arguments, as NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
The government has wrapped up its case after a month of witness testimony. Prosecutors are seeking to prove that Rhodes and the other defendants conspired to prevent, by use of force if necessary, Joe Biden from taking office. Jurors heard testimony from FBI special agents, U.S. Capitol Police officers, former Oath Keepers, as well as two members of the group who stormed the Capitol and later pleaded guilty to conspiracy. The jury has also seen text messages with inflammatory language about the need to fight and keep Trump in power. Now the defendants will have an opportunity to put on a defense. Rhodes is expected at some point to take the stand and testify on his own behalf. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks close lower as investors await the government's report on U.S. hiring in October. The Dow fell 146 points. This is NPR News. Some employees at Twitter are receiving layoff notices only a week after new owner Elon Musk finalized his purchase of the company. Musk fired Twitter's top executives hours after finalizing the deal. And there's speculation that many of Twitter's 7,500 workers will also lose their jobs. Musk has also directed Twitter managers to find up to $1 billion in cost savings. NASA's new moon rocket is on the launch pad in Florida for another attempted test flight. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, delays forced the space agency to try this latest launch attempt at night.
This multi-billion-dollar rocket is a key part of NASA's plan to return astronauts to the lunar surface, but no crew will be on board. This test flight will send a capsule around the moon and back. The first launch attempt in August got foiled by a technical glitch. Then in September, NASA had to roll the rocket back to its hangar to protect it from Hurricane Ian. Now NASA is working towards a launch window that opens just after midnight on November 14th. Blasting off at night means NASA won't get the best possible views of its new rocket in action, but mission managers say it's okay. They have plenty of cameras in place, including infrared ones, that will let them see what they need to see. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly higher, up 4% in Hong Kong and down 2% in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.